No. All right, so I'm going to give you a tool. Now, I've known about this tool for a long time, and it never really resonated with me, but it came back up in my prayer meditation time, and so I was looking at it. So it's very powerful. So I'm not sure I'm going to be great at it, but you can look it up, the choice method, Pat Carrington. But I'm going to give you an example of it. So for many of us, there's two things going on. One thing, people who are new to this journey, when they say a positive affirmation, part of their mind says, nuh-uh, that's not true. Who are you kidding? All right? And you always say a positive affirmation present time. So it causes it can, for some of us, not everybody, some people do great with affirmations, it can cause a conflict. That's not true. I'm not buying it and you aren't convincing me. All right? So it really addresses that well. So if you do have that struggle, this will be a good tool for you. Second thing that's going on is that many of you have played a long time with me and on this journey, or even longer on this journey than I have been. You are so accustomed, you have brain mapping going on, that it has to be hard, because through suffering is the only way you will save yourself. And that's probably older than we know human history is. So you get stuck in that loop. This will actually, because we're learning so much about neuroplasticity in the brain, this can actually help the brain cooperate with the energetic field and the emotional body in new ways. So it would look something like this. You're going to still state your negative, as we do in traditional tapping, but then you're going to state an I choose statement. So for Shanaz, who's dealing with trust issues of self and life, meaning God and the circumstance, it would be, so Shanaz to hit it up the nail on the head, she wants to feel safe. So even though I have trust issues, and they're very unpleasant, I choose to experience feeling safe anyway. Do you see how her mind wouldn't say, well, that's a lie, because we can all choose? And what happens in using this over and over and over, your brain is going to reprogram to, oh, choose feeling safe. And it will start in little ways, but the way the human brain works is it's always hungry to keep learning and working. It will start building on that. So a lot of times we kind of get stuck in a loop where, even though you tap and clear, and I'm always encouraging people, that's only one part of the process. One is clearing, so you can make enough space to put new in. But if you just tap or use clearing techniques or go to healers and never learn new information, new ways of being, new ways of thinking and speaking, you're not going to really make a lot of progress. You've got to put the new in. And the brain will work with you. So this method really helps with that. And I'm gonna show you the whole thing. And then so creating this amazing new job, hi, that's like sign me up for pressure, right? Creating this amazing new job, so you may feel, actually what's coming up for you instead of unworthiness is you feel like a fake. I know what I want and I can't deliver it. I misrepresented myself, okay? And so that, you can relate? Yeah. And so what that is that's the human brain getting stuck on the thought that there's an end point. There's no end point. You created the job not to look a certain way. You created an opening for you to be present in a certain way. But the ego doesn't know how to define the unknown. The ego's here to weigh, measure, and compare. You can't weigh, measure, or compare the unknown. So it's freaking out on you, and it's saying, we don't know what that looks like. It's not supposed to, because that's the new time we're coming into. So it would look more like, even though I feel threatened by my own creation and desire, I choose to show up powerfully and joyfully every day. So do you see how if you bring the ego into a time frame every day, the ego will be, oh, okay, I could do that. Does that make sense? And then what you will be training the mental body to is, oh, powerful, joyful every day. And at first you might just get an hour of a day, and then you might get a half a day, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're getting 3 out of 5 days a week. And then one day you wake up and you're like, yeah, I'm having a good time. Is that allowed? All right, so you want to, I always teach 5 bodies, mental, emotional, energetic, spiritual, and physical. So right now we're talking about the mental. Tapping includes the emotional and the energetic. OK? All right, so here's how Pat Carrington teaches it. You pick, okay, so let me. So there's a lot of emotion. So how many of you, and you don't have to raise your hand, but feel free, have this vision of, oh yeah. How many of you feel like in one area of your life you're being a fake? Yeah, it's like you want to put the hand up, right? And it may be a secret, right? Nobody else would know this about you. Okay? And there's different levels of that. It could be like, I don't really belong in that class. I'm not really doing the work. I'm not really feeling as good as people perceive I am. Okay? So there's all kinds of levels of that. Can everybody kind of relate to it? All right, so I'm going to give you about 30 seconds. Think, and this is very private. Nobody's going to know. Any intuitive information that comes through is without names. You're safe. Really tune into it. Really tune in. And sometimes it can be that you really love a child or somebody you're caring for, and you feel like a fake because you don't believe you do as good as you could with them. That's a level of fakeness too. Or you're on your own business and you have that niggly feeling like I really could be working a little bit harder than I am. That's the same frequency. All right, so pick one thing. Really tune into it in a way that you might create negative emotion. Right, kind of scale it 0 to 10. 0 to, no, I'm really authentic, 110%, and 10 would be, yeah, I don't want anybody to know. Okay, so everybody got a number? Once you got it, come back to me. Okay? All right, now put your stuff aside and just enjoy the tap. All right, just put it aside. We're going to come back to it. Just don't think about it. All right? You ready? All right, let's see if I can do this right. I should have brought cheat notes, right? Coulda, woulda, shoulda. So come to me. So the first round we're going to do is all negative. You ready?